Hi everyone, today we're reading from John 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So last week, we ended off the week talking about the opposition of the world, how the world, the people of the world hated and persecuted Jesus. And what Jesus says is that, you know, as a consequence, as a result of that, the world will hate and persecute his disciples, us as well, because they hated him. But what Jesus says here is that as he goes and he talks about this, he's not saying like, you know, it's going to be hard and just deal with it. Jesus would not just leave us to ourselves. He would send his Holy Spirit. That's what we talked about last week. The Holy Spirit would come. And the Holy Spirit will come and not just help us to feel better or have a sense of inner peace or something, but in the previous passage, again, which we covered on Friday, Jesus talked about how the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin, of judgment. The coming of the Holy Spirit means that the world, people, thus will be convicted of their need for Jesus. The Holy Spirit will come to do a good work in people's hearts, to draw them to Jesus. And in this passage, Jesus tells his disciples that the Holy Spirit will also come to do a good work through us, through his disciples. In verse 13, he says that he, the Holy Spirit, will guide us into all the truth. He will speak my words to you and through us. Right? He will speak my word. The Holy Spirit would speak Jesus' words to us and through us. Now, in the immediate context of this passage, many scholars think about this passage as Jesus telling his disciples that they would be involved with writing the New Testament. He would guide them in truth. Right? It's like guide his disciples, the 11 that are here, to be part of writing the scriptures. And that's probably true. That's probably part of what's happening here. But the broader application, there's still a broader application here for them and for us as well. Again, it says, Jesus tells us the Holy Spirit will guide us in knowing all the truth. And what is that truth? What is all the truth? I think it points to knowing all the truth about God, his kingdom, what it means to follow. That kind of truth, like the truth of who God is, who Jesus is, what he came to do, how he loves us, the work he wants to do in this world. And this kind of truth, it's not just like a knowledge kind of truth. It's like not like, oh, I've discovered this like great idea and it's just stuck in our heads kind of thing. But this kind of truth that Jesus talks about is one that is declared. It's shared with others. And so what Jesus is saying is that the Holy Spirit will guide us to all the truth, and he'll speak through us. He'll speak the truth through us to others. What's being pointed out here is the work of the Holy Spirit to use us to witness, to share about Jesus to the world. And what's great here is that as Jesus says this, he's pointing out something. It's not about our wisdom. It's not our wisdom. It's not what we figured out. It's not about apologetics or slick arguments. Now, those things help. It helps to have those things. But what we need is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that's convicting hearts, showing the world, showing people about sin, about their need for Jesus. And it's the Holy Spirit that will speak through us to help people to come to know Jesus. And so as we desire to witness about Jesus to this world, what do we need? We need the Holy Spirit. We need truth. We need the Holy Spirit to work in us, through us, and in the people around us. And what does that mean then for us? It means that we ask for the Holy Spirit. We ask for his work in our neighbors, in our friends, our family members who don't know Jesus. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will speak truth through us. Let's pray. With that, let's pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, in the hearts of people around us, and that the Holy Spirit will speak truth through us. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we pray for a filling of your Spirit to be a blessing to others. We pray that we can speak words of truth to the world, that people can see and know that you're good, and that the words we speak will be full of just power and wisdom and your truth, and it will convict hearts and draw people to you, God. Use us, God, for your kingdom, for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.